It's an extraordinary number. 97% of all the young people in detention in the Northern Territory are Indigenous. Today, as the Prime Minister finalises the terms of his Royal Commission into the violent treatment of these juvenile prisoners, he said addressing this massive Indigenous overrepresentation is a top priority. Mr Turnbull will announce the terms of reference for the inquiry later today. It'll examine the abuse and mistreatment of detainees at Darwin's Don Dale Detention Centre and why action hasn't been taken sooner. But Malcolm Turnbull is continuing to resist calls to expand the inquiry to other states. In Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Malcolm Turnbull says Federal Cabinet is considering the terms of reference for the Royal Commission sparked by Monday night's Four Corners program.
The Royal Commission will be expected to report early next year, and the aim is to have a directions hearing in the course of August.
He's again said the inquiry will be limited to the Northern Territory, but the Prime Minister told Sydney Radio 2GB that it's also necessary to address the rates at which young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are being imprisoned.
This issue of Indigenous incarceration is a absolutely top priority issue in the whole Indigenous welfare closing the gap debate or discourse. It is absolutely critical. What we're seeing is, of course, because of poverty, because of welfare, a cycle of welfare dependency, because of substance abuse, because of family breakdown, what we're seeing is so many kids getting off to probably the worst possible start.
The federal opposition and legal groups have repeatedly called for the government's targets to close the gap of Indigenous disadvantage to include specific reporting on and ambitions for lowering incarceration rates. But the government so far rejected the calls for a justice target. The president of the Australian Bar Association, Patrick O'Sullivan QC, says there are systemic issues to be examined.
You then have to get deviation or diversion programs so that you keep youth in particular out of the justice system. All the studies indicate that once youth come into contact with the justice system, the chances of reoffending are increased. If they do come into the justice system, there must be rehabilitation and education programs to reintegrate them back into society. And so it's got to be a multi-stage process that deals with each problem at each level.
The Northern Territory government is being consulted about the Royal Commission's terms of reference, but Patrick O'Sullivan has told AM that neither the Territory government or its Attorney General and former Corrections Minister John Elferink should be involved.
It involves the very portfolio that he had responsibility for. He can't be seen to be involved in essentially a review of his own actions.
Once Cabinet signs off on the terms of reference, they'll go to the Governor-General for his approval, and an announcement on the Commissioner to head up the inquiry is also expected soon. The Acting Opposition Leader, Tanya Plibersek, says she's disappointed they haven't been consulted in more detail.
I think it is extraordinary that the Prime Minister has already ruled out looking more broadly at other states, looking at juvenile justice in other states.